High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to high school basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Got an early start here tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia gets ready to take on the Crusaders out of Grand Island Central Catholic as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher. And, Coach, it's not a flashy ball game tonight with Central Catholic, but it's still Central Catholic and St. Cecilia. You guys have gone out in the past.
Yeah, you've said it all. It's Central Catholic, St. Cecilia, and there's a lot of pride in both programs, and they've had a lot of success in this area. And their seasons may not be exactly record-wise where they've been, but you're going to see two teams that go after each other pretty good, and our kids have a lot of respect for their kids due to the fact that they play a lot of summer league with them, and when you know everybody from town to town, it puts a little bit of spice to it, and it'll be a good game.
That's kind of a weird situation. You got two games in a matter of about 18 hours or so as you play tomorrow at the Heartland Hoops Classic against Raymond Central.
Yeah, and it's been that way here for 5 years, and our kids have really enjoyed this week. We've put a lot of thought process into who to play in the Heartland Hoops Classic, we started out there 3-1 over the last 4 years, and so it's always been good to us, and it's a good thing to look forward to, and our kids are looking forward to tonight, especially because it is our seniors' last home game, and it's parents' night, so you get a little bit of a added incentive out there.
How do you prepare for a weekend like this when you play the games so close together?
Well, you just got to, we're pretty familiar with what Central Catholic, we trade a lot of film back and forth, with them on common opponents. So they know us, we know them. And this one, our kids know each other and tendencies and so forth pretty well. So this one, as far as preparation time, it's just a matter of getting your kids ready to play. And then, that next game is kind of why we moved this game up to 6:30, is just allowing your kids another 2 hours of rest. They get them, get home and maybe be in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock, because they got to be up at 7:30 eating breakfast tomorrow and getting on the road at 9 o'clock. And it's similar to a state type deal, and that's kind of why Bill likes it. That's why I like it. Last year we had the 10 o'clock game, and this year he has the 10 o'clock game. We have the 12 o'clock game. So I remember last year walking into the Heartland Hoops Classic and going, wow, we're going to play here in less than an hour, and we were coming off a road loss to Central Catholic last year. And we played so well for three quarters, but we really did run out of gas in the fourth quarter against Northwest. And maybe you'll see that tomorrow. A little bit of fatigue, but if you're gonna be mentally and physically ready to play this time of the year, you better be able to play within 24 hours' notice.
This all comes on the heels of a big emotional crosstown rival game in Adams Central we had on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, that game means a lot to our kids, and they expended a lot of energy. But we talk to them a lot about this week, and we tell them that get your rest and be ready to go because of the fact that. It's an emotional week, and it's a tough week, but it's nice to have that this week and then a week where you prepare for one game before you start up district, so your kids kind of know. If this was the week heading into district, you may be shot going into the next week, but we do have a 4-day break before we play Centura, so our kids are mentally prepared. I thought we had a lot of bounce this morning in a walkthrough. We didn't have school, so it was nice to get them out of bed and walk through and shoot and stuff and watch some film. So they were, bouncing around like, hey, this is the last home game. Let's go out with, a bang.
Lost to Adams Central the other night 56-50, but a game that you had plenty of chances to win.
Yeah, we did. And I thought we played a lot of areas really, really well. I think the one area, obviously, was offensive rebounding. We didn't rebound on boards, and they did. And I think they almost 2-1 us on rebounds. And it comes down to that. That's why they were at the foul line a little more. And they knocked down their free throws, and we only shot 9 free throws for the game. Just the aggressive team down the stretch. But I thought in a lot of areas, as far as what we wanted to do, we played well. Against a really good basketball team, it only takes maybe one thing to not get over the hump, and it was definitely rebounding.
Normally, you might have to worry about a letdown coming off of a big emotional game like that, but, hey, we got a good weekend here, so you probably don't have to worry about that.
No, you better not worry about letdowns. And if you tell your kids that This is the way it is come district time. Every game's emotional. There's a little bit more energy in the building, and there'll be energy in the building tonight. And if you don't bring your game, we've talked to our kids a lot about that. I thought we've really answered the bell in 20 games this year probably pretty well. Coming out, we've had good first quarters. We've maybe faded, man. That's probably the problem we're a little bit worried about right now is, hey, are we getting tough enough down the stretch? Maybe we're giving up too many points in the fourth quarter. So we've got to really focus in tonight on playing a full four-quarter game, and if there's any letdown within the game or before the game, it'll really show, and that'll probably be the team that gets beat.
All right, come back and talk about Grand Island Central Catholic as our pregame show continues after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials. And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com to download our world-famous Facebook app for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Back with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher at St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. The Crusaders 10-10 on the season. They still have Coach Gavers on the sidelines, so we know that's going to be a great defensive team we're going to face tonight.
Yeah, they've gotten better and better defensively throughout the season, and the whole scheme of their program is taking away what you do, and then they're going to exploit what you don't do. And so defensively, they've been pretty good all season long, and I know their guards struggled early in the year, but they're playing a lot of sophomores too. And sometimes when you play young kids, and a lot of those kids didn't get a lot of action last year, and they're not very big at the guard positions, and when they have different difficult matchups, sometimes that hurts them. So you're right. They're going to be well-prepared. They know us real well, and it'll be a difficult match.
You told me earlier that this is a team that looks like it's getting better, scoring at least, scoring better down the stretch here.
Yeah, I think their offense, you know, they really run a lot of high-low action with Riley Shoemaker and Johanna Goffin, and those two together, I mean, are probably 75% of their production every night. And then they've had the Weens boy really come on. You know, he didn't start the first half of the season and didn't get a lot of playing time, but he's caught fire shooting the basketball. He's got to be shooting 40% from three-point range, you know, throughout the second half of the season here, and that's what they need. They've kind of got their kids programmed into these are the shots you're going to take, and when, you know, he might be 0-for-4, but then he's going to hit his next two or three just because of the fact that that's what he's supposed to do.
Goffin is going to be a tough cookie inside. We saw him last year as a freshman. He's just a sophomore, but he's a man out there.
Yeah, he is. He's probably one of the better big men that we're going to face all season, and he's got really strong hands. His hips really get himself wide, and he offensive rebounds. He knows how to position his body for a lob pass, or he'll beat you on the block if you get caught on the high side, and he's just as good as we've seen, and he's pretty intense for a sophomore. You know, you usually don't see that as much as, but he demands the basketball, and he's not afraid to throw somebody to the ground to go get it.
How do we control him today?
Well, we're going to try to really put ball pressure on the pass that's coming to him, but they do a lot of high-low, so we've got to get up into Shoemaker at the high post, and one thing we're really going to try to do, hopefully, is just take away their guards and not allow them to see him. And if you can do that, and you got to body him up, front him a little bit, try to three-quarter him, check him off. It'd be nice to see if we can go at him on offense. That's one thing I've told our guys. We got to get some early touches for Chris Hartford and Thomas Skoke early in the game and go right at him and see if he's willing to play defense, because maybe we get a foul or two early. And there has been times this year that's probably been his only downfall, is he's been on the bench because of foul trouble.
And Riley Shoemaker, you mentioned him a couple of times. He's their playmaker outside.
Yeah, he is. He's a senior leader. He's a quarterback. He's the type of kid that is just going to play 32 minutes relentless, never leave the floor. He's a great rebounder, and he can shoot the ball. Last year he just tore us up over there. They had 55 points, and he had 23 of them, and he hadn't had a game like that in a long time. So this game means a lot to him, and we've got to do a great job of keeping him off the glass and making everything it gets difficult.
Well, things that we absolutely have to get done tonight.
Well, I think we got to put a little more pressure on their guards in the full court. They are younger and they're smaller, and we've got to do a better job of pressuring I think we want the game to go up and down a little bit. If we get into a half-court contest, because they play straight half-court man, and they're going to bring the ball down, and they're going to pound it inside. And I think Tuesday we got in trouble with playing half-court with Adams Central in the second half, and it just didn't, our matchups weren't good. But we got to make the game a little more up and down. We've got to free up our guards. I told our post players we've got to really free up our guards by getting new touches inside out. And that'll, you know, we've shot the ball well from the perimeter here. We've got three guys shooting over 33% from the three-point arc and one right under that. So you got to make shots. And, you know, Bill's going to make it a little more difficult on our guards. So I would say we just got to make sure we're getting good offensive possessions with the tempo being a little faster and doing a great job on Guy Fawn and keeping him off the glass. All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Central Catholic tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
Rogers Incorporated, better serve.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Chapman Gymnasium is the site here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Grand Island Central Catholic, a boys-only game for us here tonight as these two teams are getting an early start tonight because they are playing tomorrow in the Heartland Hoops Classic. They've got early morning ball games tomorrow as Grand Island Central Catholic will play in a 10-15 game tomorrow up in Grand Island. And it'll be Hastings St. Cecilia playing at 12 o'clock noon. So both coaching staffs decided to get going here early tonight. So we'll play this 6 o'clock ball game. But it should be a dandy between the Crusaders and the Blue Hawks here tonight. Central Catholic, an overall record of 10 wins, 10 losses on the season. Of course, coached by a longtime head man at Central Catholic. That's Billy Gavers. They're just coming off of a 15-point loss to the number one ranked team in the state in Class C1. That's the Warriors out of Wahoo. They lost to them the other night by a score of 52-37. Hastings St. Cecilia is coming off of a loss to Adams Central on Tuesday, a game they had plenty of chances to win, but got outshot from the free throw line on Tuesday as Adams Central beat the Blue Hawks by a score of 56-50. So it's St. Cecilia 8-11 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic 10-10. And both teams will play again tomorrow. Central Catholic has got a date tomorrow against the Sutton Mustangs. Sutton currently 19-1 on the season. They'll play at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island tomorrow at 10:15. Hastings St. Cecilia will then play the game after that against Raymond Central. Raymond Central is a team that is currently 12-8 on the season. So St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. These two teams have battled the past couple of years. Some exciting basketball games. When we play Central Catholic, you know we're going to see a team that plays hard on defense. Central Catholic giving up only 41.8 points per ball game on defense. They averaged 44.1 on the offensive end, although Central Catholic scoring a little bit better here the past couple of weeks. They got off to kind of a slow start with their young team, but Central Catholic scoring a little bit more and a little bit better the past couple of weeks under head coach Bill Gavers. Meanwhile, St. Cecilia is a team that's averaging 49.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 46.7 on the defensive end. Leading scorer for Grand Island Central Catholic, Riley Shoemaker, talked about him during the pregame show. He's averaging 13.4 points per ball game, 9 rebounds per game. And then Yofan Johanna Gufan is the guy inside. He's just a sophomore, but he is a built man, averaging 12.9 points per ball game and 9.5 rebounds per game. So those are a couple of guys that Central Catholic will have to shut down tonight. As far as St. Cecilia is concerned, our leading scorer continues to be Jamison Esch, who is averaging 9.9 points per ball game. He scored 17 against the Patriots of Adams Central on Tuesday night. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Again, welcome back to the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for boys high school basketball action here tonight between Hastings St. Cecilia and Grand Island Central Catholic. Getting set for the introductions. It's been Parents' Night here tonight, and they've honored some specific people throughout the community with some awards for the Catholic Association. And right now we got the opening prayer and the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight.
We ask you to bless and protect these athletes and all who are gathered here for this contest. Keep them safe from injury and harm. Instill in them respect for each other and reward them for their perseverance and efforts. Lead us all to the end of life's journey. Help us to fight the good fight until we receive the rewards of your kingdom where you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to please remain standing as the third and fourth grade singers from St. Michael's School under the direction of Dana Fanning helps us honor America with the singing of our national anthem.
So the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For the Crusaders, they will go with Phoenix Stevenson, who's a 5'11" junior. Stevenson is averaging 2.1 points per ball game. Grady Brokaw is a 5'8" sophomore. Brokaw is averaging 4.7 points per ball game. Brent Weens is a 6-foot sophomore. Weens is averaging 6.2 points per ball game. Then we got Riley Shoemaker, a 6'1" senior. Shoemaker is averaging 13.4 points per ball game. And Johanna Gufan is a 6'4" sophomore, averaging 12.9 points per ball game. Central Catholic, a team that's hitting 43% of their field goal tries this year, 28% from three-point territory, and 59% from the free throw line. For the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, they'll go with Jamison Esch. Esch is 6'2" and senior, is averaging 9.9 points per ball game, scored 17 the other night against Adams Central. Joel Groffel, a 6'1" senior, averaging 5.2 points per ball game. Cesar Tino, 5'11" senior. Tino averaging 7.8 a game. You got Alex Sheehy in there, a 6'2" junior, averaging 7 points per game. And Chris Hartford, 6'5" senior,
who's averaging 8.5 points per ballgame. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia dressed in their white uniforms, trimmed in the blue here tonight. Meanwhile, it'll be Central Catholic dressed in their dark navy blue uniforms with their North Carolina-type blue color for their lettering here tonight and their numerals. Hastings St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left, and we're set to go. Boys High School basketball. An early start on things for Friday night. The ball is in the air. Central Catholic controls the opening tip. Benning Stevenson gets the ball back here, and the Crusaders will start off here. Brady Brokaw has got the ball. A pass deflected. Brokaw picks it back up. St. Cecilia will start off with a man-to-man defense. Brokaw brings it to the near sideline. There's a pass out on top. That's going to be Riley Shoemaker with the ball. Riley Shoemaker goes to the far sideline. Out of Phoenix Stevenson. Gets it into a Guffon, who is double-teamed. Out of the free throw line. There's a shot up there by Stevenson. No good. Offensive rebound. Going back up. The ball stripped away from Shoemaker. And now we got a timeout called from Bill Gavers down here. Shoemaker had the offensive rebound, lost his footing, and was down on the hardwood just to the right of the basket, and he immediately calls the timeout. That's how important each and every possession is going to be tonight. Bill Gavers calls the opening timeout to save this one possession. We're 33 seconds into the ballgame. Well, let's keep it right here. The Crusaders are already going to break their huddle. They're already going to come back out on the floor here. So a quick timeout to save the possession. It'll be a Central Catholic inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. High school basketball action for you here tonight from the Chapman Gym. Just underway between the Crusaders of Central Catholic and the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. They will inbound the ball here. Now we got the horn sounding here at the scores table. I don't know what that was all about, but now Central Catholic will play things in here underneath the basket. Looking. It's a lob it out here. Guffon has got the ball at the free throw line. Spins in a lane. Puts it up there over Hartford. His shot no good. Hartford grabs the rebound. Chris Hartford gets it to the far sideline. Here come the Blue Hawks for the first time. Sheehy with the ball out to Jamison Esch. Esch moves it over here on the wing to Cesar Tino. Out to Esch again in three-point territory. Man-to-man defense and a tough one here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Cesar Tino lobs the ball inside. That's Hartford with the ball. Throws it back out to Tino. Mishandles it. Comes out near the 10-second line to grab it. Tino goes to Alex Sheehy on the right side. Lobs it in there to Hartford. Down in the left corner, there's Esch. He throws up a three ball. Misses a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Running back the other way is Brady Brokaw. He stomps out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Caesar. Caesar Tino drops back in their man-to-man defense. Here's Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson hands the ball away to Brokaw now. There's a Stevenson on the deep wing, right side. Now to Guffon at the top of the key. Throws it down the lane. Nobody home. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Turnover on Central Catholic. The Crusaders do a good job taking care of the ball. They only average about 12 turnovers per ball game. That's their first here in this contest. St. Cecilia comes back with the basketball. That's Esch with the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Now down on the baseline to Groffel. His shot from 10 is up there. No good. Rebound Hartford. Hartford dribbles once. Now he's surrounded. Comes out of the wing. The ball's right through the fingertips of Groffel. It goes out of bounds. So St. Cecilia got the offensive rebound, something they were lacking in the ball game against Adams Central on Tuesday. But then they throw the ball away as Groffel can't handle him on the wing. Still no score. We played about 2 minutes into the ball game. We're down to 6:14 to go here in the first quarter. The Crusaders and the Blue Hawks are scoreless in this contest. Here's Phoenix Stevenson with the ball. Phoenix Stevenson trying to drive it out there against Esch. Stevenson still on the dribble. Goes to the far sideline now. That's a Brokaw with the ball. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Cesar Tino getting his hands on it there for St. Cecilia. It'll be the Crusaders inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. As Brent Weens will get things in now to Guffon. Out here to Brokaw, back down in the corner. On the left side, that's Shoemaker with the ball. Back out here in three-point territory. They come across the top to Riley Shoemaker. He drives the ball now against Groffel. Bounce pass goes to Guffon. Guffon in the lane. He puts it up there. Left-handed. His shot is going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Guffon grabs it. Goes back up. His shot up there and in. Guffon wrestles that one away from Chris Hartford inside. At Grand Island Central Catholic has got a 2-0 lead over the Blue Hawks. There's Cesar Tino back the other way now. Racing St. Cecilia to Esch. Down to Groffel on the baseline. Shot is up there from 10 feet away. No good. And the rebound comes down to Shoemaker. There comes Grand Island Central Catholic on the attack. Brokaw into the forward court. Down to Phoenix Stevenson. Back outside the ring to Shoemaker. He was the quarterback for their football team this year. Shoemaker takes it to the wing on the left side. Now gives her up a pass out here to Brokaw. Picked up there by Cesartino. Bounce pass down low. Gufan has got it on the baseline. Working down there. Puts up a shot. No good. He's fouling the play. Rich Hartford is fouling the play. So they can tell already Central Catholic they're going to be focusing on Johanna Gufan in the lane there as he's gotten the ball in the past several times down the floor here. And now Gufan will go to the free throw line. Hartford picks up the personal foul. That's going to be Chris's first. Gufan is a 51% foul shooter in the season. As shot is up there, it's going to be no good. He's now 32 out of 63 from the free throw line. Central Catholic is a team hitting 59% of their foul shots so far this year, 43% from the field, and about 28% from three-point territory. Next shot for Gufan is up there and in. He's got all 3 points in the ball game. 3-0 is the score. The Crusaders have the lead. Here's Cesartino with the ball now for Hastings St. Cecilia out to Esch. The Groffel lobs it inside down to Hartford. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gufan fell down, and Hartford can't make the shot go down through the hole. Rebounded by the Crusaders as they come back the other way. There's Brokaw with it. Gets it out here in the three-point territory. Phoenix Stevenson has got it. Phoenix dribbling with the ball against Esch. Goes on the far sideline now. That's Brokaw. Now to the free throw line is Shoemaker. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. With the board there, Alex Sheehy. Cesartino down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor inside the free throw circle. Gives it up down to Groffel. Groffel dribbles with it. Goes over there to Esch. Bombs the ball inside. Hartford grabs it. Hartford kicks it back out to Groffel. Swings it left side to Cesartino for three. Shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Central Catholic. Running back the other way is going to be Phoenix Stevenson. Brings it into the offensive zone. The Crusaders have a 3-0 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia early in the ball game. Here's Gufan going for the hole. Puts Hartford in the air. Shot is up there and in. Johanna Gufan has got all 5 points here in the ball game. It's 5-0. The Crusaders have the lead. Down to 4 minutes to play. Here in the first quarter, St. Cecilia is still looking for their first points of the ball game against this tough defense from Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's a Groffel with the ball. Lobs it inside to Hartford. Kicks it out to Esch. Down in the corner. Groffel, long range jumper. Good at three ball. Joel Groffel hits a three ball from the deep left corner. Just like that, 5-3 is the score now. It took St. Cecilia about, 4.5 minutes without scoring here in the ball game. They finally get a three-pointer thrown down, and now Central Catholic throws the ball away on the far sideline. Asher comes into the ball game now. Bricks Asher also coming in is going to be Thomas Scope. Groffel comes out. Hartford comes out. Also, Cannon Howell is going to check into the ball game. And coming out is going to be Alex Sheehy. So three new players into the ball game now for Kevin Asher and the Blue Hawks. 5-3 is the score. Central Catholic has got a two-point lead. Here's Cesartino off to Esch on the wing on the right side. Esch skip pass down in the left corner. That's a Brooks Asher. Down to Cannon Howell out here. Pass nearly intercepted. Esch grabs it. Now drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. He runs into a Gufan, and the foul is going to be called on. Let's see. It's going to go on Johanna Gufan. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Crusaders. Gufan is going to check out of the ball game now at the 3:06 mark. Into the ball game will be a Trevor Holland. 5-3 is the score. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Here's Ash. Comes out of the elbow right side of the lane. They get it to Cannon Howell. Now to Caesar. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out to Asher. Shot up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near side. Asher picks it up. Bricks Asher down here on the baseline. Flips it away to Ash. Dribbles the ball on the lane. Throws it over to Skoke on the right side now. Skoke with his back to the basket. Throws it out there to Caesar Tino. Caesar, now to Howell. Swings it left side to Ash. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shoemaker. For Grand Island Central Catholic, down the near sideline to Stevenson. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Phoenix Stevenson goes to the far sideline out of Brokaw. Out of Stevenson. Phoenix Stevenson holding on to it. There's Brokaw again on the wing, trying to drive it against Cesartino. Comes over here on the right side of the lane down. It's Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson holds the ball there against Asher. Stevenson on the dribble, takes it to the left side. Stevenson picks up the dribble. Now he's in trouble. Phoenix looking, finally gets it away. Back out here to a... That's going to be Shoemaker with the ball. Riley Shoemaker dribbling with it now. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. It's a 5-3 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia down by two. Here's Brokaw. He brings it to the right side now on the dribble. Picked up by Cesartino. Dribbling with the ball out here is Brokaw. Brokaw gives it up now. out here to Phoenix Stevenson out near the 10-second line. Stevenson dribbles behind a screen on the left side of the floor, stops, in trouble now. Good defense there by Asher. He finally gets the ball away. Down on the baseline, it's going to be Holland. Skip pass back out on top to Weems. A minute and a half to play. 5-3 is the score. Either great defense or inefficiency on offense here. Central Catholic having a tough time getting a look, good look at the basket. Brady Brokaw gets into the free throw line. The hole, and he lobs it down low, and it's over the head of everybody out of bounds. So, boy, they work off about 45, 50 seconds off of the clock there, looking for the shot, and then they throw the basketball away as Trevor Holland throws it down the lane, and nobody was there. It goes out of bounds, the third turnover on the Crusaders. 5-3 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic got on top, but Hastings St. Cecilia's got the ball. There comes Brooks Asher. He walks it across the midcourt stripe. Asher comes over here on the wing to Alex Sheehy, who's back into the ball game. Now we got a foul on the opposite side of the floor. A personal foul is going to be called here on Thomas Stoke. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in this first quarter. We're down to 62 seconds to play, and we've got 8 points scored between the two teams. There's a Brady Brokaw back into the offensive zone here for Central Catholic. They move over here on the deep wing on the right side, now top of the key. That's a Weens with the ball. Hedlick is into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Stomps on the right side of the lane. Comes out here into three-point territory. That's going to be a Brady Brokaw as he works out here against Cannon Howell. Riley Shoemaker now over in the left wing. Holding the ball over there is going to be a Brokaw. Now there's Shoemaker again. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Riley Shoemaker backs around out. Now comes back out here to Phoenix Stevenson out near the 10-second line. The Crusaders appear to be going for the final shot here. 5-3 is the score. Central Catholic has got a two-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. They're in no hurry to look for a shot here. Well, the basketball out there is Brokaw. He works with it now against Cannon Howell on the wing. Now dribbles the ball into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia. Outlet pass to Asher. His shot from backcourt is going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So not a whole lot of fireworks here in the first quarter. Central Catholic scored the first 5 points of the ball game with Johanna Guffon. St. Cecilia coming back and getting a three-pointer from Joel Groffel. And that's all she wrote to score after one quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic 5, Hastings St. Cecilia 3.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 5-3 is the score. There's a shot by Asher off of the baseline. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Central Catholic basketball. Johanna Guffon is back into the ball game now for GICC. He's got all 5 points for the Crusaders so far. So just underway here in the second quarter. Coming out is going to be Asher for St. Cecilia. And coming back in is going to be Jamison Esch. 5-3 is the score. St. Cecilia down by a couple of points here as we play in the second period. There's a bounce pass to the right side. That's going to be Phoenix Stevenson with the ball. The Shoemaker is passed down the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. A fourth turnover on Central Catholic in the ball game. Cesar Tino down in the right corner now to Alex Sheehy. Back to Tino to Sheehy. Outside the ring to Joel Groffel. Down on the baseline. That's going to be Esch who throws it back out to Groffel. Top of the key to Cesar Tino. Down in the corner to Sheehy. To Tino. Top of the key to Esch. Left corner down to a Joel Groffel. Hops in the lane. His shot from right in front of the basket is going to be no good. A little five-footer he misses. And the rebound comes down to Riley Shoemaker. Shoemaker has got it now for Grand Island Central Catholic. 5-3 as we continue to grind this one out here in the second quarter. Phoenix Stevenson to Guffon. Lobs it down low. The ball tipped away from Shoemaker. Out of bounds. That's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Lost out for the fingertips of Riley Shoemaker. The fifth turnover for Grand Island Central Catholic here in the ball game. So it's going to be Hastings St. Cecilia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. St. Cecilia in the first quarter hit only 1 out of 8 field goals, 13%. Grand Island Central Catholic, 2 out of 8 for 25%. St. Cecilia, 1 out of 5 on three-pointers. Central Catholic did not attempt a three-pointer in that first half of play, or their first quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic with 7 rebounds, St. Cecilia with 5. We've got a personal foul called here, and the foul is going to go on Brent Weens. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 2 on the Crusaders. Non-shooting situation, St. Cecilia plays it in. Esch gets it into Hartford, who hands it back to Esch, drives it down the left side of the lane, all the way to the baseline. Comes back out to Groffel, down in the corner to Esch. Bombs it inside to Hartford. The ball poked away by a Guffon. It goes out of bounds. That is going to be St. Cecilia's basketball. Blue Hawks will play things in here on the near sideline. 6.5 to play in the second quarter. 5-3 is the score. Here's Esch lobbing the ball inside to Hartford. His shot is up there and in. Chris Hartford scores. So a three-pointer by Groffel, a two-pointer by Chris Hartford, and it's a 5-5 ball game with 6 minutes and 18 seconds to play now in the second quarter. The Crusaders scored their first 5 points of the game. St. Cecilia comes back with 5 points of their own. The Crusaders have the ball again. In their offensive zone, Brokaw lobs it down low to Shoemaker. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Shoemaker went back door. They got him the ball, and he is hacked on the arm as he goes up for the shot. Shoemaker will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Esch. That's going to be his first. And now Riley Shoemaker will go to the free throw line here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Shoemaker is 71% foul shooter on the season. He's 56 out of 78. So Shoemaker will go to the free throw line here to try to give Central Catholic the lead. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Central Catholic now 1 out of 3 on free throws in this ball game tonight. They're not a great foul shooting team, about 59%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Shoemaker. Offensive rebound. Following shot is up and in. Brent Weens got the offensive board and the putback. And the Crusaders go out on top now by the score of 7-5 here in the ballgame. There's Cesar Tino. His shot is up and in. Tino down on the baseline on the right side. He scores an acrobatic move to the basket. And bam, just like that, we're tied up again at 7 points apiece. 5:44 to play here in the first half from the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. Out here near the 10-second line, that's going to be Shoemaker with the ball. Shoemaker dribbles into the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Guffon. His shot is up there and in. Boy, it's going to be a tough task tonight trying to hold this big guy out of there. Johanna Guffon now with 7 points in the ball game for Grand Island Central Catholic. 9-7 is the score now. Crusaders have the lead. Sheehy comes across the top. They get it over there on the wing on the right side to Groffel. Now to Cesar Tino to Esch. His shot from the left side, good, and three-pointer. Jamison Esch gets the three ball to go down, and St. Cecilia has their first lead of the ball game with 5:07 to play here in the second quarter. It's 10-9 now. And now we got a foul here in backcourt. It's going to go on Brady Brokaw of Central Catholic. That's going to be his first, team foul number 3 on the Crusaders. Harry Heidelk is into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic. 10-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the first lead of the ball game just by the 5-minute mark here in the second quarter of play. Here's a Heidelk with the ball, comes over here on the right wing to Shoemaker. Shoemaker dribbles it to the top of the key. Shoemaker stands, reverses the ball, gets it over here to Brokaw on the wing, picked up there by Cesar Tino. As Hastings St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man defense, there's Heidelk with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Guffon. Puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, shoots and scores, and he's found in the play. So Johanna Guffon misses the first one. He got his own offensive board back and put her down through the hole here. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and he is fouled in the play there by Chris Hartford. Hartford picks up his second personal foul. He's going to come out. Here comes Thomas Skoke into the ball game. So Hartford picks up 2 fouls trying to defend Johanna Guffon, and now Guffon is going to go to the free throw line again. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. His shot is up there. The shot is off of the mark and is no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose in the lane. And now we got a traveling violation in St. Cecilia. Had a couple of Blue Hawks battling for the ball there. That was Skoke and also Joe Groffel. And they're whistling for the traveling violation. So St. Cecilia turns the ball over for the second time here in the ball game. Guffon gets it on the inbounds pass right in front of the basket. Goes up. His shot is up and in. Johanna Guffon has now got 11 points in the ball game. 11 out of the 13 points that Central Catholic has scored. Here's Tino. He's double-teamed. Hits it out here in three-point territory to Groffel. Now to Esch for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Gaffan. Johanna Gaffan with a rebound there for GICC. Flips the ball away. Brokaw has got it down the left sideline. Into the offensive zone. It's now a 13-10 ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. There's a Heidlich with ball out here in three-point territory. He's double-teamed. Has to get rid of it. He does. The Shoemaker now goes over to Brokaw. Brokaw is picked up there by Cesar Tino. Over here to Shoemaker again on the right side. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now on the left wing. A shot is up there and in. Brady Brokaw nails a shot from the left wing. And now Central Catholic has their biggest lead in the ball game at 15-10. They led by 5 points early at 5-0. 15-10 is the score. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the second quarter. There's Cesar Tino down on the baseline. Comes out to Groffel. Back down to Cesar. 4-3. Shazam! Right down through the hole. Cesar Tino knocks down a three ball. For Hastings St. Cecilia, that is the second three-pointer of the ball game for the Blue Hawks. 15-13 is the score now. Central Catholic has got a two-point lead. Here come the Crusaders with the basketball. It's going to be Heidick now for the Crusaders as he dribbles the ball in the deep wing on the left side. Reverses the ball, gets it to Brokaw. Brokaw now to the near sideline. Dribbling with it. It's going to be a Phoenix Stevenson who's back into the ball game. They move it to the left side. That's going to be Brokaw. Picked up there by Cesar Tino. Brokaw dribbles to the elbow. Skip pass goes down in the corner. Now to Gaffan at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Battle four. There's a shot by Shoemaker. It's up and in. Riley Shoemaker gets the offensive board and the putback. And it's now a 17-13 ball game. The Crusaders have the lead. We're down to 2:35 to play here in the first half. Here's Groffel with it. On the left side of the floor, Groffel looking. Comes out on top to Esch. Now to Cesar. Cesar Tino on the wing on the right side. Dribbling with the ball. Trying to penetrate this man-to-man defense from GICC. Here's a Groffel. Near side. The ball poked away from Cesar Tino. Comes rolling out near the 10-second line. He saves it from going out of bounds. And now we got a timeout called here. A timeout called here from Kevin Asher. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Central Catholic 17. Hastings St. Cecilia 13.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future. And compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider. Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. You can also grab it online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 17-13 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Following the timeout, Sheehy has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Moves it over to Asher, who's back into the ball game. To Sheehy for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Zach Kitten. Keeps the ball alive here for the Hawks. Out to Brooks Asher. His pass down the left sideline is going to be deflected out of bounds. And, boy, the big old guy, Johanna Gaffan, goes sailing into the nickel seats here on the near sideline. Look what I found in my lap. Big old Johanna Gaffan, who weighs about 280 pounds. He just ended up in my lap here in about the second or third row of the bleachers here on the near sideline. St. Cecilia plays it in. Skoke. It's over on the right side now to a Cannon Howell, who gives it up to Zach Kitten. Dribbles the ball into the lane. He stops there. Back out to the right side is Sheehy. They get it back inside the lane, and the foul is going to be called. Falling down on the play. There's a couple of Crusaders down there, and Gaffan is slow in getting up. He is face first down there underneath the basket. Had a couple of players trip over that big old body down there. And Johanna Gaffan is down here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The personal foul is going to be called on Gaffan. That's going to be his second personal foul, as he will get to his feet here. So Johanna Gaffan will get to his feet here for Grand Island Central Catholic, and he's going to have to be humped off of the floor. Gaffan has got 11 points already in the basketball game. So he's going to stagger his way to the sideline. It looks like he's got a bloody nose or something like that. He's going to be taken care of by the medical staff down there. Johanna Gaffan is out of the ball game for the time being here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Checking in for his replacement is going to be Trevor Holland. That would be a huge loss for Central Catholic as Gaffan is off to a whale of a start. He picks up the personal foul in that last possession, so St. Cecilia will play things in. The Hawks from underneath their own basket. Alex Sheehy inside. They get the ball to Kitten. Now down on the baseline. Skoka's 10-footer is no good. Rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Here come the Crusaders back the other way. Phoenix Stevenson has got the ball. Stevenson down the far side. Out to Heidlich. Out over here. On the right side, he's going to dribble with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Shoemaker powering his way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. The ball knocked loose. It goes down a bounce. St. Cecilia ball. St. Cecilia will play it in down here with a minute and 17 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now Guffon is going to head to the locker room here for Grand Island Central Catholic with the medical staff. 17-13 is the score. Central Catholic has got a four-point lead. They got the basketball. Here's a pass to the near side. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it over here to Sheehy. The ball is tipped out of bounds by Central Catholic's Phoenix Stevenson. So St. Cecilia will inbound the ball at Sheehy. Looking to get it in. He does to Thomas Skoke. Skoke brings it back here to Howell. Cannon Howell back outside to Skoke. Down the wing on the right side. Brooks Asher dribbles the ball to the free throw line to Skoke. Down to Kitten. On the far sideline, it's going to be Cannon Howell with the ball with 55 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Kitten has got it. Now to Howell. Central Catholic still in a man-to-man defense. Cannon Howell out of here, 35 feet away from the basket. Now to Sheehy. They get it inside there to Zach Kitten. He nearly travels with the ball. Gets it into the hands now of Asher. Asher on the far sideline. That's to Thomas Skoke with the ball. Entry pass. They get it in there to Cannon Howell, and he is checked from behind, and a foul is called. Harry Heidel picking up the personal foul for Central Catholic. That's going to be his first. That's team foul, what, number five on the Crusaders. Here comes Cesar Tino into the ball game now for Cannon Howell. St. Cecilia will inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Alex Sheehy will get things in on the baseline left side. Thomas Skoke holds it down there. Skoke comes out here to Tino on the wing right at the top of the three-point circle. Cesar Tino now to Sheehy. Sheehy lobs it inside. Skoke grabs the ball. He shot from right in front of the basket. No give. He's fouling the play. And Skoke will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be called on Shoemaker. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's team foul number five of the Crusaders. So going to the free throw line for the Blue Hawks will be Thomas Skoke. He's a 61% foul shooter on the season. He'll have two shots here. Fouled in the act of shooting. His first one is up there. No good. St. Cecilia is a 60% foul shooting team on the season. The Hawks are hitting 38% from the field and 33% from three-point territory. 17-13. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Grand Island Central Catholic. Next shot is up there. It's good from Skoke. A couple of teams that rely on their defense. And we've had 31 points scored so far. We're during halftime. Here's Central Catholic with the ball in backcourt. They bring it into the offensive zone now here on the near sideline. Heidel has got it out here. Right in his face defensively is going to be Sheehy. And now Sheehy's going to be hit with a personal foul. Alex Sheehy is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number six on the Blue Hawks. Non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Central Catholic playing the ball in right in front of the St. Cecilia bench down here with 5.1 seconds to play. That's Phoenix Stevenson looking to inbound the ball. He's got to burn a timeout here. Phoenix Stevenson has got to burn a timeout. We will take a break with 5.1 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Or did they get it? No, they didn't get the timeout. They didn't get the timeout, so a five-second violation called here. One official was going to grant him the timeout. The other one did not. So they wave off the timeout. It's a turnover on Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. They get it here in the backcourt. That's going to be Ash as he runs it into the forecourt. Launches up a shot. It's no good. And that's the end of the first half of play here tonight in boys high school basketball. So Central Catholic led 5-3 after the first quarter. And Central Catholic has got a three-point lead here at halftime. The score, Grand Island Central Catholic 17, Hastings St. Cecilia 13. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Ream furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings, Call 402-462-9190.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Need power? How about Hemi Power and a 2012 Dodge Ram SLT Quad Cab? Features a bed liner, lots of chrome, and has only 25,000 miles. Books for $28,875. Yours for $25,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings. Or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Boys High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. As far as the other schools are concerned here tonight, nobody else playing. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the spotlight here tonight in this ball game against Grand Island Central Catholic. And it's the Crusaders out on top at halftime. I think it said 13 was the score. It should be 14, and now the official score puts the extra point up there on the scoreboard. So it's 17-14, our score here at halftime in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders jumped out to a 5-0 lead in this one. The Blue Hawks came back to score 3 points on a three-pointer with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. That was the three that Joel Groffel put up there. That was their first quarter score tonight, 5-3. St. Cecilia then getting a field goal at the 6:18 mark of the second quarter to tie things up at 5 points apiece. We were tied up at 7. St. Cecilia got their first lead of this first half with 5:07 to play in the second quarter. That was a 10-9 advantage. Central Catholic came back and scored 6 straight points to make it a 15-10 ball game. And right now, 17-14, Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. So not a lot of points tonight. Each possession doubly important here tonight when you play a team like a Central Catholic, and turnovers definitely a factor. St. Cecilia all right in that category. They've got just 2 turnovers so far in the ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic has got 5. We'll check the scoring. Not a whole lot being done there either. Cesar Tino leading the way for St. Cecilia. He's got a 3 and a 2 so far. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Joel Groffel has knocked down 1 3-pointer for 3. Jamison Ash has got 1 3-pointer for 3 points. Chris Hartford has got just 1 field goal and 2 points. Thomas Skok, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Those 2 free throws, the only 2 free throws that St. Cecilia has put up here in the first 16 minutes of play. So the Hawks being led by Cesar Tino so far in this first half. He's got 5 points. Leading the way for Grand Island Central Catholic is Johanna Gufan. He has got 11 points in the ball game. He hit 5 field goals in the first half, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Gufan is in double figures with 11 points, but he was injured late in the second quarter. Appeared to have maybe a bloody nose or maybe worse than that. He was down in the hardwood for a while underneath the basket before he was helped off of the floor. And we'll have to check his status for the second half of play, because Gufan really had it going his way there in the first half for Grand Island Central Catholic's offense. He's got 11 out of the 17 points scored for the, so far for the Crusaders. The other scorers, Brady Brokaw, he's got a field goal for 2. Brent Weens has got a field goal and 2. Riley Shoemaker, a field goal and 2. He's 0-for-2 from the free throw line. So Central Catholic is 1 out of 5 from the stripe in the first half, and they've got the 3-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 17-14. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Somerville Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob Sass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store, Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It's 17-14. Grand Island Central Catholic has got a three-point lead over St. Cecilia. Checking the shooting numbers here at halftime, St. Cecilia just 5 out of 18 from the field in the first two quarters for 28%. Grand Island Central Catholic was 8 out of 18 for 44%. On three-pointers, St. Cecilia has knocked down 3 out of 10 for 30%. Central Catholic hasn't shot a 3 so far. The rebounds right now, Central Catholic has got 12. St. Cecilia has got 6. The Crusaders have a 4-3 edge on the offensive end. The turnovers, St. Cecilia with 3 officially in the first half of play. Grand Island Central Catholic has got 6 turnovers. St. Cecilia has got 1 steal in the ball game. Central Catholic with none. Block shots. Nobody's got a block shot yet here in this basketball game. So it's 17-14. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in boys high school basketball action here tonight at the Chapman Gym. We're at halftime. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
17-14 our score here. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia at the halftime break. Don't forget tonight on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We've got USHL hockey. The Tri-City Storm on the road tonight. They're playing at the Icebox in Lincoln. Tri-City Storm and the Lincoln Stars tonight. Pre-game show is already underway on the breeze. A face-off coming up at 7:05 tonight. And tomorrow, big day for sports activity here on 1230 KHS. We'll have Hastings College basketball for you. The Broncos taking on Mount Marty tomorrow. Pre-game show at 1:45. The women's game will go at 2. The men's game will be at 4 o'clock. We'll have those games here on KHS. Immediately following Hastings College basketball, we'll have Nebraska basketball tomorrow night. Huskers will take on Penn State in men's play. That one gets underway at 7. We'll also be at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island tomorrow. We've got all the games on our network of stations. We'll start things off. Grab your cup of coffee and your donut because we've got an 8:30 ball game that will feature Heartland Lutheran against High Plains. 10:15, these Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders will play Sutton. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Raymond Central at noon. Those games will be on ESPN 1550 KICS. Then we'll head for the breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll get you Grand Island against Lincoln Pius. Donovan Trumbull against Archbishop Bergen, and also Kearney Catholic against Grand Island Northwest. Then the last two games of the day will be on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. That'll feature Boys Town against Norfolk Catholic and Omaha Central against Oak Hill Academy out of Virginia. So complete coverage from the Heartland Hoops Classic exclusively in the Tri-Cities area on our network of stations at Platte River Radio, so we invite you to join us beginning at 8:30 tomorrow from the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island for a good day of high school basketball activity. As we get ready for this second half, we see Johanna Gufan is going to get the start here for head coach Bill Gabers. Well, he's ready to go. Central Catholic has got a 4-point lead or a 3-point lead, 17-14 to begin this third quarter. Central Catholic will shoot to our basket to our left. And here's Brady Brokaw. He's got the ball. Brady Brokaw goes to the far sideline. That's going to be Phoenix Stevenson, who hands it away to Heidick, who will get to start here in the second half of play for the Crusaders. He's got the ball on the wing, moves it down in the corner now. Going between a couple of defenders is going to be Brokaw. Comes out here to Phoenix Stevenson. 17-14. We're in the third quarter. The near sideline is going to be Brokaw, who gets the pass inside. That's Shoemaker down to the right corner now. Central Catholic just working against this. Looks like Central Catholic, rather St. Cecilia, has now gone to a zone defense. Long pass inside to a Guffon. He goes up with a ball fake. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Shoemaker, and he lays it in. Molly Shoemaker gets the offensive board and the putback. And it's now 19-14. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. There's a Cesar Tino with the ball. Now to Groffel out here, 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Sheehy. Entry pass to get it inside to Esch. Shot no good. Tip try by Hartford, no good. Rebound comes down to Guffon. Here come the Crusaders back the other way. As they bring her back into the offensive scoring zone. Moves it over there to Riley Shoemaker. St. Cecilia now back to their man-to-man defense. They flashed a little zone in last possession. Now they're back to man-to-man. Here's Phoenix Stevenson on the wing on the left side. Gets it to the top of the key. Drops her down low now to Guffon. Johanna Guffon puts it up there and scores. Guffon now with 13 points in the basketball game. 21-14. Central Catholic is out to a 7-point lead here in this one. We're in the third quarter. Cesar Tino at the free throw line. Flips it away down to Sheehy. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Groffel. Joe Groffel looking to drive it inside. Can't do it. Dribbling with it. Hands it away now to Sheehy. Cesar Tino. Two-handed pass back to the near sideline. That's Groffel. Two-handed pass back inside. It's going to be deflected away from Esch. Out of bounds. Safe to say we'll play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the third quarter. 21-14 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Esch comes out on the left wing. Groffel has got it. Holds it. Now to Cesar Tino. Man-to-man defense here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Tino tries to work it out in the corner. Now retreats back on the dribble out here in three-point territory. Tino. Bounce pass comes inside and the foul is going to be called. Guffon came out of there with the basketball, but he's going to be hit with a personal foul as he knocks that one away from Hartford. So Guffon picks up his third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Crusaders. Guffon will come out of the ball game now. Checking back in is going to be Trevor Holland. They play it in to Sheehy. Across the top now to Groffel inside. There's a shot taken by Hartford. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Central Catholic down the near sideline. Phoenix Stevenson has got it. Stevenson gets it out to Brokaw. Central Catholic is out to a 7-point lead. Here's Shoemaker on the wing now to Phoenix Stevenson. Pass out on top now between the rings to Brokaw. Brings it back to the left wing as St. Cecilia chasing in the man-to-man defense here. Shoemaker has got it to the far sideline out to Stevenson. There's Brokaw again over here on the left wing. Has passed the ball around the three-point arc looking for an opening in this defense. Again, Guffon is on the bench right now with three personal fouls. Brokaw has got it. Brokaw now to Shoemaker, who flips it back here to Heidick, who's out in three-point territory as he drives the ball there. Pulls up on the wing. Looking, comes out here to Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson to the near sideline to Brady Brokaw. Brokaw takes it to the top of the key. Pass back out in the three-point territory. Heidick has got the ball. There he just dribbles the ball. Here we're down to 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's a pass to the right side. It's going to be Shoemaker with the ball. Shoemaker holds it here for Central Catholic. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles. Phoenix Stevenson, right sideline. Is throw the ball around out here in three-point territory. It's like a cat-and-mouse game here between Bill Gavers for Central Catholic and Kevin Asher for Hastings St. Cecilia. We got five new players coming to the scorers table here for St. Cecilia. We're down to 4 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Central Catholic just shortening the game up here. Heidick has got the ball now for Central Catholic back out here to Brokaw. He holds it against Cesar Tino. Bounce pass, they turn the ball away, trying to get the ball down the left sideline. They throw it wide of the target there to Shoemaker. Turnover number 7 in the ball game here for the Crusaders of Central Catholic. So 5 players in, 5 players out for Hastings St. Cecilia. And now Zach Kitten will inbound the ball. 21-14 is the score. Central Catholic out on top here. And the Blue Hawks have the basketball. Tommy O'Keefe will bring it into the offensive zone. Tommy O'Keefe over there to Thomas Skoke. Out to Cannon Howell, top of the key. Central Catholic still in the man-to-man defense. Cannon Howell dribbles once. Now he's in trouble. Sends it over there to O'Keefe on the deep wing on the left side. Tommy O'Keefe gets it out to Cannon Howell again, 25 feet away from the basket. Now to Asher. His shot is up there from the wing. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's brought down there by Skoke. He goes up. The ball's going to be stripped away. Stripped away there by Central Catholic's Holand. And the ball is brought. On the baseline, kicks it out here to Kitten. His shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound, Howell, follow shot, good. Cannon Howell got the offensive rebound and the putback there after the missed three-pointer. It's now a 21-16 ball game. 21-16, the Blue Hawks trailing in the contest with 3:07 to play. Down the near sideline is going to be Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson brings her back out here in the three-point territory, working against the St. Cecilia man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside Shoemaker. Up against Howell, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Shoemaker gets his own rebound, goes back up. His shot is good, and he's fouling the play. Riley Shoemaker battling for the ball there. He gets it to go down through the hole, and he is fouling the play. He's now got 6 points in the ball game as he goes to the free throw line. The personal foul is whistled on Thomas Skoke of St. Cecilia. That's his second. So Shoemaker to the free throw line. He's a 90% foul shooter on the season. He's 9 out of 10 for the year. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. So check that. Shoemaker was a 71% foul shooter. He was 56 out of 78. He is now 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. Central Catholic has an 8-point lead over St. Cecilia. 24-16 with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Zach Kitten with the ball. Now to Howell. Three-pointer. Good. Cannon Howell knocks down a three ball from the wing on the right side as he hops behind the three-point arc there and throws down the three. 24-19 is the score now. The Hawks back to within 5 points. Now things are starting to heat up. 2:22 to play here in the third quarter. Stevenson gets the ball out here in 3 point territory. St. Cecilia is still in the man-to-man defense. Near sideline, here's Brokaw with the ball. Asher's going to be hit with a personal foul. Brooks Asher trying to poke the ball away from behind. Picks up his first personal. That's going to be team foul number two on the Blue Hawks here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Central Catholic will play things in. Phoenix Stevenson will come into the backcourt. They get back there to Brady Brokaw, right in his face defensively as Asher tips the ball away. Asher has got the ball as he goes for the hole, and he's fouling the play. Fouling the play there by Brokaw. So Brooks Asher tips the ball away. Brokaw comes back and gets hit with a personal foul. A turnover on Central Catholic. That's their eighth of the ball game. And now Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Great defensive play there by Brooks Asher tipping the ball away. And he was fouled in the play as he was heading for the hole here. Asher has not scored so far in the ball game. 76% foul shooter on the season. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. St. Cecilia now 2 out of 3 on free throws here tonight. 2 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the third quarter, 24-20. Central Catholic with the lead. Here's the next shot. It's up there by Asher. It's good. So Brooks Asher knocks down a pair of free throws. That's now a 24-21 ball game in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic with 2:04 to play. There's Shoemaker with the ball, racing it up the floor. Brings it into the offensive zone there against Cannon Howell. Gets it into the hands of Phoenix Stevenson, picked up there by Kitten of St. Cecilia. Phoenix Stevenson puts it on the floor. Dribbles down the near sideline, goes deep in a corner. On the left side, that's Brokaw with the ball. Brokaw back out here in the three-point territory near the 10-second line. Goes to Riley Shoemaker. Down the wing over here on the left side. Bounce pass comes back out between the circles. That's Brent Weens is into the ball game now for the Crusaders. Gets it away to Stevenson, is running one-hander in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Howell. Cannon Howell has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Now the Hawks have a chance to slice into this three-point lead. 24-21. Central Catholic has got the lead with a minute and 22 seconds to play. There's a Cannon Howell dribbling with the ball out here. Cannon Howell moves it to the right side of the floor. Now reverses, gets it over there to Thomas Skoke. Skoke, two-handed pass, comes out to Asher. Top of the key, back to Howell on the wing. His three ball is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. An offensive board there for the Blue Hawks. So the second group doing a little bit better job rebounding the ball than that original starting five. And now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. The head coach for St. Cecilia. 56.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. The cat and mouse game continues here. 56.8 seconds to play. It is Grand Island Central Catholic 24, Hastings St. Cecilia 21.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Seely's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Hastings St. Cecilia now within 3 points again at 24-21. The Hawks will inbound the ball. Cesar Tino out here in 3-point territory. That original starting five back in there for the Hawks now. Cesar down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops on the baseline. A shot no good. And the rebound comes down to Brokaw. A short jumper there by Cesar would not go. And now the Crusaders have the basketball back here with 40 seconds to play. Driving toward the hole there is going to be Heidick, and now his shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Harford. The ball is going to be recovered by St. Cecilia. Alex Sheehy gets the ball off the floor. Now to Cesar Tino. Down there on the baseline. Double teamed. Out to Harford. Now to Esch on the left sideline. Esch going to the ball. Lost control of it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover on St. Cecilia. That's their fourth of the ball game. Esch trying to penetrate inside and just dribble the ball off of his leg. Out of bounds. So now GICC has got the ball back. Here comes Gouffon back in. Here comes Stevenson back into the lineup now for head coach Billy Gabers and the Crusaders. 24-21 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Scope comes back into the ballgame for St. Cecilia. Coming out will be Hartford. A 3-point lead for the Crusaders. 23 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Riley Shoemaker has got the ball in backcourt. Riley Shoemaker picks up the dribble here. Shoemaker trying to get away. Finally gets the pass away. And then we got a timeout called here from the Central Catholic bench as the Crusaders are having problems with it in the backcourt. Timeout Central Catholic now with 12.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. GICC 24, Hastings St. Cecilia 21. Back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, 12.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Crusaders will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Racing across the midcourt stripe is going to be Brokaw. Moves it to the right sideline. That's Stevenson with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Gouffon. Double team, triple team. Throws up a shot. No good, and he draws a personal foul. Johanna Gouffon will go to the free throw line here for Grand Island Central Catholic as a personal foul is whistled there on Thomas Skok. That's going to be his third. And now Gouffon is going to go to the free throw line. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. 11 of those came in the first half of play. So Johanna Gouffon goes to the free throw line here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The guy looks up there, throws her down. The shot is good. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line here in this ballgame. The Central Catholic lead is now 4 points at 25-21. Johanna Gouffon at 6'4" and a sophomore. Looks up there. His next shot is going to be good. So Gouffon hits a couple of free throws. He's going to check out of the ball game now. Coming back in is going to be Trevor Holen. St. Jose will inbound the ball here in backcourt with 0.9 seconds remaining. They just get it in. The ball's going to be tipped, and it's going to be recovered here by Shoemaker. He throws up the shot. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. So 3 quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. It's the Crusaders 26, the Blue Hawks 21. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Barn Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Barn Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
when you need power. Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we start the fourth and final quarter. St. Cecilia is trailing the ball game by a score of 26-21. Hawks have the ball. Here's Groffel for three. Shot good. Joe Groffel nails his second three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 6 points, and the Hawks are back to within two. 26-24. Now St. Cecilia will apply some pressure back here in backcourt, dribbling the ball. Coming up the floor here down the near sideline is going to be Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it into the hands now of Stevenson, drives it down the right side of the lane, all the way to the goal. His shot, no good. Misses the driving layup, and the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's going to be Sheehy with the rebound, gets it to Cesar Tino. St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Cesar looks at the three, passes it up, dribbles to the wing on the left side, retreats, gets the ball to Esch, now swings it right side to Groffel. Groffel, 200 pass, goes to the far sideline to Esch. 15-footer, big goal. Esch now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Hawks have tied the score. 26 points apiece, 7 minutes to play now in the basketball game from the Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia again with some pressure here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Stevenson. Stevenson brings it into the offensive zone. Comes out here to Brokaw. He nearly stepped into the backcourt. Brokaw has got it now to Stevenson. Free throw line extended right side, top of the key. They get it to Shoemaker. Looking for Guffon. There's a bounce pass to the big guy. Johanna Guffon backs up. Guffon puts it up there. The shot is around the rim and down. Johanna Guffon scoring there for Central Catholic. He's got 17 points in the ball game. 17 out of the 28 that the Crusaders have put on the board. And now we got a personal foul away from all the action. It's going to be a blocking foul here on St. Cecilia. A blocking foul on Chris Hartford. That's going to be his third, just as the Hawks brought it back into the offensive zone. So that is three fouls on Chris Hartford. Central Catholic will play things in here in backcourt. Guffon has got the ball. Guffon dribbles with it now. The big guy brings it down the right sideline. It's like a freight train, a runaway freight train down the right sideline. And now he falls down with the ball, and he dribbles it out of bounds. Billy Gaver's not happy with Guffon dribbling the ball up the floor there. But the big guy steps out of bounds, and then everything else over there, he falls down, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Kevin Asher not happy with that last blocking call. That was a whistle on Hartford, and he's letting the officials know about it here on the near sideline. 28-26 is the score. It's a two-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Sheehy will play things in now for the Blue Hawks. Sheehy will get it in to Esch. Jamison Esch dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Still a man-to-man defense for Central Catholic. On the wing on the left side is Groffel. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Groffel taking the ball in the hole there. And a personal foul is going to be called. It's going to be Harry Heidel. That's going to be his second personal foul. Non-shooting situation here for St. Cecilia. That's only the third team foul on the Crusaders here in the second half. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Esch comes way out on top now. Sheehy has got the ball. It's tipped into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Shoemaker, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Sheehy. That's going to be his second. St. Cecilia now 7 out of 26 from the field after three quarters, 27%. Grand Island Central Catholic 11 out of 25 after three quarters for 44%. Not a whole lot of offense in this ball game. 28-26. Crusaders have a two-point lead. Heidelk has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Now moves it to the right sideline. That's going to be Stevenson with the ball. Phoenix Stevenson, 25 feet away from the basket, being guarded out here by Esch. Gets the ball now to Brokaw. Brokaw to the far sideline. That's going to be Stevenson with it now. Sends it back down in the corner. It's tipped out of bounds. He got his hands on it there for the St. Cecilia defense. 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 28-26 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Crusaders will inbound the ball. They're trying to get it to Guffon. It's into the corner, and Guffon has to chase it down here. Picked up by Hartford, who's right on him. Guffon brings it way out here near the 10-second line. Now flips the ball away, and a timeout's called here. Again, Central Catholic wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Central Catholic 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 26.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia 4 out of 12 on three-pointers in this basketball game tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic has not shot one yet. 28-26 is the score. It is Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Crusaders burning another timeout here. And they will play things in here on the near sideline to go into the backcourt to do it. Heidelk has got the ball now for Central Catholic to the far sideline. Nearly threw the ball out of bounds. Stevenson grabs it. Getting Stevenson gets it now to Heidelk, who dribbles the ball to the wing. Entry pass to get it to Shoemaker on the high post. Back out to Heidelk. Out here to Phoenix Stevenson. Phoenix picked up there by Esch. Phoenix Stevenson gets away, dribbles to the wing on the right side, stops there. Here's a pass, nearly lost again. Brokaw goes down to the hardwood. Down at the bottom of the stack is going to be St. Cecilia Sheehy, and they call the timeout. So they forced the turnover. Sheehy got to the bottom of the stack, got possession of the ball. Kevin Asher calls the timeout. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Grand Island Central Catholic in the ball game. Boy, each and every possession is just so important in a low-scoring contest like this. St. Cecilia saves the possession. They call the TO. 4 minutes and 58 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's Central Catholic 28, Hastings St. Cecilia 26.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. We'll be at the Glenn Farrell Arena, Osborne Sports Complex. Mount Marty going to be in town to take on Hastings. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. Pre-game show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Good high school boys basketball game here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic 28. Hastings St. Cecilia 26. They lob it inside to Hartford. Hartford on the baseline. Being forced there by Guffon. Now St. Cecilia resets out here to Cesar Tino. Dribbles inside. Puts up a little 10-footer. Shot is no good. And the foul is called on the rebound. They got a pushing foul, I think, on a rebound here. It's going to go on the Crusaders. Harry Heidelk is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Heidelk. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Crusaders. So no free throws here. St. Cecilia will inbound. Cesar Tino out to Sheehy. Around a Hartford screen. Sheehy takes the ball down to Tino on the right side of the floor. Tino puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Reverses it. Comes over here on the right side to Groffel. Joel Groffel looking. Goes to Esch. Esch dribbling the ball. Brings it back out here to Sheehy. Sheehy holds it. The ball's going to be poked away by Shoemaker into the backcourt. The race is on. Shoemaker has it. Goes up. Goes to Guffon. Hit shot's blocked down, but it's picked up by Shoemaker. And the shot is up and in. St. Cecilia turns it away. Riley Shoemaker ends up getting the field goal there for Grand Island Central Catholic. 30-26 now. The Crusaders have a four-point lead with 4 minutes to play. There's contact made down there in the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Esch circled the ball around. Guffon went down. Also, Stevenson went down. And the personal foul is going to go on who? It's going to go on Guffon. That's going to be his fourth foul. So Johanna Guffon has now got four fouls here for Central Catholic. He's going to come out of the ball game. Here comes Brooks Asher back in for the Blue Hawks. Guffon is going to stay in there for the time being. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Esch way out on top to Groffel. Now to Hartford at the free throw line. Hartford is double-teamed. Has the ball poked away. It's going to be picked up here by Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets the ball here for Central Catholic. Now to Heidel as he brings it into the offensive zone. The Crusaders have a four-point lead, 3:45 to play in the basketball game. There's Guffon down there on the left baseline. Johanna Guffon gets it out here to Shoemaker. And now Central Catholic can spread the floor. They will milk the clock as much as they can here. St. Cecilia in the attack mode. Heidelk has got the ball, dribbles inside, puts up a 10-footer, good. Terry Heidelk gets the 10-footer off of the right side. He's got 2 points in the ball game, and the Crusaders are out to a 6-point lead now, 32-26, 3:18 to play. Jamison Escher has got the ball. He dribbles inside, he's cut off. Comes out here to Tino, takes it to the free throw line. Tino back outside to Brooks Asher. Now to Groffel, lobs it down low. Hartford double team. Hartford is going to be fouled into play. Left side of the lane, Hartford is fouled into play. It's going to go on Harry Heidel. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. They had the double team on there with Guffon, but they did not whistle a foul on him. It goes on Heidel instead. Now St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Hartford, down in the corner to Ash for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Heidelk on the weak side. Harry Heidelk will just dribble out of there, races the ball up the floor. Heidelk stops and pops from 7 feet away. Shot could be short, no good. Down with a rebound. It's brought down by Ash in the lane. Long pass down the floor. It goes to Cesar Tino. He drives the ball against Brokaw. Contact made, and a traveling violation. Cesar Tino trying to drive the ball inside against Brady Brokaw, and he gets hit with a traveling violation. That is 8 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Here comes Guffon back into the ball game now for Central Catholic. He's going to replace Trevor Holland. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in this basketball game, 32-26. Right now, Central Catholic has got the lead. Crusaders have the ball in backcourt. Phoenix Stevenson has got it. Some contact made back here in backcourt. No foul called on Groffel. Stevenson, not a Shoemaker. Shoemaker gets it out here. Brings it back to a Phoenix Stevenson out here near the 10-second line. Gets it in the hands of Brokaw against Cesar Tino. And now we got a double dribble violation out here. Double dribble violation called on the Grand Island Central Catholic. Goes on to Brokaw. It's going to be the 11th turnover on Central Catholic. Here comes Guffon back out of the ball game. Coming back here will be Trevor Holland defensively for Grand Island Central Catholic. Jackson Buck also into the ball game now, replacing Heidelk. So Bill Gabers trying to protect two guys with four personal fouls here on the defensive end of the floor. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the basketball game. 32-26 is the score. Central Catholic leading by 6 points. St. Cecilia with the ball down here in the corner. Groffel has got it. Groffel dribbles once, comes out to Asher. Swings to the left side, down to Cesar. Cesar Tino moves it down on the baseline, goes for the hole and shot. No good, but he's fouling the play. And Cesar Tino we'll go to the free throw line down for St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Trevor Holland. That's going to be his first foul. So the first foul on Holland. That's team foul number 7 on the Crusaders. And going to the free throw line to shoot 2 is going to be Cesar Tino. He's got 5 points in the ball game, all 5 in the first half of play. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is good. Straight through the hole. Cesar Tino, a 65% foul shooter on the season. Here comes Guffon back in. Heidel comes back into the ball game as well for Central Catholic. Player of the game and the coach's post-game show coming up immediately after this one today. 32-27 is the score. Next shot is up there by Tino. It's up and in. So Cesar Tino hits a pair. It is now a 32-28 ball game with 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play. The Crusaders throwing the ball down the floor. The big guy, Guffon, grabs it, goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Johanna Guffon scores on a breakaway layup. Guffon has now got 19 points in the ball game. 34-28 is the score. The Crusaders have the lead. Here's Asher from the corner. His three-pointer is no good, but he's hacked on the arm. Brooks Asher throws up the free ball from deep in the left corner, and he is hacked on the arm here. And Brooks Asher will go to the free throw line. So Asher goes to the line. He has got 2 points in the ball game thus far. Personal foul went on Stevenson. That's going to be his first. So Asher goes to the free throw line. His first one is up there. It's no good. They'll get two more. Brooks Asher is 76% foul shooter. 1 minute, 53 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Asher will have another one. 34-29. Down to the scorer's table. Going to check in now. There's going to be Joel Groffel. He'll check in for Asher if Asher knocks his free throw down. 5-point lead for the Crusaders. Next one is up there. It's going to be good. So Asher will come out. Here comes Groffel back into the ballgame. Yeah, both of these teams will play in the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow, 10:15 for Grand Island Central Catholic against the Sutton Mustangs. St. Cecilia plays at noon tomorrow against Raymond Central. Here's Gouffon with the ball down the right sideline. He's going to dribble it against Hartford, brings it into the offensive zone. Gouffon, not a bad dribble route here. Dribbles between his legs, now takes it to the right side. Gouffon gives the ball away. That's Stevenson with the ball, now to Heidel. Heidel out here in 3-point territory. St. Cecilia needs the ball. We're down to a minute and 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Hawks are trailing by four. Now we got a foul called. Personal foul going to be called here on Alex Sheehy of St. Cecilia. That's going to be his third personal foul. Three fouls now on Sheehy. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings St. Cecilia. Non-shooting situation. That's going to be Central Catholic inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. 90 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia is trailing by 4 points at 34-30. Heidelk has got the ball. Bounce pass goes to the far side. That's going to be Phoenix Stevenson. And now we got a foul called out here as they get the ball to Brent Weens, who's back into the ball game for the Crusaders. Cesar Tino picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number seven now on the Blue Hawks, and that's going to see him. Brent Weens to the free throw line. Weens is a 90% foul shooter in the season. He's 9 out of 10 from the line. And he'll have a 1-1 situation here. Here comes Gouffon back in. Bill Gabers is making substitutions for offense and defense here in the past couple of minutes of this ball game. Brent Weens to the free throw line. He's got 2 points so far today. Weens will have another one from the free throw line. 34-30 is the score. The Crusaders have the lead. Weens looks up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound, Shoemaker, and he's going to be tied up on the play, a jump ball. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Central Catholic. So they save the possession here, but the arrow will go the other direction now in the event of a jump ball. It's a 4-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic with 1:18 to play here in the fourth quarter. Central Catholic will play things in right in front of the Crusader bench. St. Cecilia has already lost one game this week. That was to Adams Central on Tuesday night, 56-50. Trying to rebound here tonight, but this has not been easy against the Grand Island Central Catholic. We knew it would be a low-scoring affair here tonight. They'll get things in down here in the sideline. It's going to be a Shoemaker with the ball. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out near the 10-second line down, 3-point territory. Shoemaker stops, picks up the dribble. Now he has to get rid of it. Shoemaker looking. Now we got a timeout called. Again, they call a timeout from the bench here with a minute and 5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Central Catholic 34, St. Cecilia 30.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more. Visit their new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 5-3, the Crusaders led at the end of the first quarter. It was 17-14 in favor of GICC at halftime, 26-21 after three quarters. And right now it's a 34-30 ball game. St. Cecilia has not scored since the 7:07 mark of this quarter. It went almost, went 6 minutes now without scoring. Here's Gouffon. He's going to be fouled on the play out here in 3-point territory. The foul is going to go on Hartford. That's going to be his fourth foul. So St. Cecilia in a 6 minute scoring drought here in the fourth and final quarter. Johanna Gouffon goes back to the free throw line for Central Catholic. He's got 19 points in the ball game. He is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Weens will check out. Brokaw back in. Crusaders with a 4-point lead as Johanna Gouffon to the free throw line here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Big guy throws it up there and the shot good. He'll have another one. Big old Johannes Guffon, a 6'4", a sophomore, a big old 280 pounds plus of meat sitting right there at the free throw line for the Crusaders. Eyes the bucket again. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. I just think he's only a sophomore here for the Crusaders. 36-30 is the score. It's a six-point lead for GICC. Here's Asher with the ball. Comes across the top to Cesartino. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Big collision. Foul called. A blocking foul is going to be called there. And Guffon, again, is slow in getting up. That's going to be his fifth personal foul. And Guffon is fouled out of the ball game. He's going to whip off the floor. He was 54.2 seconds to play. He was hit in the chops up around the second quarter, late in the second quarter. It had to be helped to the locker room to get taken care of. And now it looks like Guffon may have twisted an ankle here as he comes to the near sideline. And he's going to be out of the ball game now with five personal fouls. Remember, Central Catholic has got to play again tomorrow. And that should be a whale of a ball game here as Central Catholic plays the Sutton Mustangs. They might be passing that ball around still at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, waiting for somebody to score. That'll be a good matchup tomorrow between the Crusaders and the Sutton Mustangs tomorrow. Cesartino to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Steve Sponberg for Sutton and Bill Gavers for Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be a good matchup tomorrow. You have a chance. The Heartland Event Center is the place to be. Eight high school basketball games tomorrow. Central Catholic will play in that 10-15 ball game. St. Cecilia also going to be up there tomorrow. They'll play Raymond Central at 12 o'clock noon. Cesartino to the free throw line. It's a five-point ball game, 36-31 with 54.2 seconds to play. Here's the next shot by Tino. It's up there and in. So Caesar is now 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Pressure in backcourt, and the foul is going to be called. That one's going to go on Sheehy. That's going to be his fourth foul. Now the Hawks have got some people in foul trouble. Hartford's got four. Sheehy's got four fouls. Thomas Skok has got three. Guffon has already fouled out of the ball game for Central Catholic. Heidelk, he's got four personal fouls. Riley Shoemaker to the free throw line. Shoemaker's got 9 points in the ball game. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here comes Grant Harding into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Harding is a 5'11" senior. He's going to check in for Brent Weens. 36-32 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 4-point lead. Shoemaker at the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation. It was the 19th foul in St. Cecilia. The shot is up there, no good. Rebound Sheehy. So the Hawks have the ball here. Down the near sideline is going to be Esch. Esch building with the ball behind a screen from Tino. Esch takes it down on the baseline. There's a pass inside. Unable to put up the shot down in the corner. Sheehy shot for three, no good. Rebound is loose. It is still loose down here in the corner. Picked up and then deflected out of bounds, and they give the ball to St. Cecilia. Last touchdown there by the guy who just checked in there, Grant Harding. 34.6 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 36-32. Hawks are down by four. St. Cecilia will inbound the ball. Here's Esch on the near sideline. Esch looking, and now a timeout is called here from Kevin Asher. As the count was approaching five here on the near sideline, Esch unable to find anybody to inbound the ball to. We got another timeout. 34.6 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing GICC. The Crusaders 36. Blue Hawks 32.
Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. 36-32, a slug them out, grinded out affair here tonight between the Crusaders and the Blue Hawks from St. Cecilia. 34.6 seconds remaining. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball down here on the near sideline down here in the corner. Alex Sheehy will inbound the ball for the Hawks. Sheehy has got it. Looking to play things in. Does. To Esch here on the near side. Now behind the screen from Tino. Esch drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Comes out to Caesar. Top of the key. Caesar at the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Shoemaker for Central Catholic. And a foul is going to be called. Cesar Tino misses a shot from the free throw line. So they're going to walk to the other end of the floor now and shoot some free throws with 23.5 seconds to play. Going to the free throw line again will be Shoemaker for Grand Island Central Catholic. The foul goes on Asher. That's going to be his second personal foul. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia. Right after this first free throw is going to be Groffel. He's going to come in now. Shoemaker back to the free throw line. This will be a two-shot foul. That's the 10th team foul in St. Cecilia in the second half of play. Shot from the free throw line, no good by Shoemaker. So Groffel comes in. There comes Hartford out of the ball game now. Riley Shoemaker, 1 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. He'll have another one. His shot is good. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. 37-32 is the score. A 5-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic. Jamison Ash with the ball. Now to Cesar Tino. Tino on the low block spins. Puts up a shot from 5 feet away. Good. Cesar Tino knocks down a short jumper. A timeout's called here from Hastings St. Cecilia. 13.3 seconds to play. We've got ourselves a 3-point ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Grand Island Central Catholic 37, St. Cecilia 34.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia in a scoring drought here in this fourth quarter of play. It took them nearly 6 minutes, or right at 6 minutes, to get some points on the scoreboard. They had a couple of free throws down the stretch, but that was the first field goal for the Hawks. 37-34 is the score. Despite all of that, they're still in the ballgame here. A 3-point lead for Grand Island Central Catholic, but now St. Cecilia will need a turnover back here. 13.3 seconds to play. If Central Catholic gets the ball inbounded, they will immediately foul, I'm sure. Here's Stevenson inbound the ball for Central Catholic. He runs that baseline down there. Stevenson looking, finally points it in. St. Cecilia tips the ball away. That's going to be picked up here by Central Catholic, and a foul is called. St. Cecilia got the deflection. The ball was running loose back here in the backcourt. Finally picked up by Heidelk, and a foul is going to be called here on St. Cecilia. So the Hawks had a chance to come up with the ball and couldn't do it. The foul is going to be called on Asher. That's going to be his third. St. Cecilia had a chance right there. Well, they commit the personal foul, and Heidelk will go to the free throw line. He's not been there yet tonight. The shot is up there. The shot good. So Central Catholic knocking down a free throw there. It's now a 38-34 ball game in favor of the Crusaders. And again, the Crusaders will call another timeout. So St. Cecilia had a chance to come up with that loose ball. But it seemed like it was out there for a couple of seconds. But finally it was grabbed by Heidelk, and he was immediately fouled into play. And now Harry will come out and have another free throw when we get done with this timeout. 10.3 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break. It's the Crusaders 38 and the Blue Hawks 34.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings, 1230 KHAS.
All right, 38-34 is the score. Boys High School basketball action for you tonight. Here on 1230 KHAS. Grand Island Central Catholic trying to seal this one up right here. Here's Heidelk back to the free throw line for the Crusaders. His shot is up there. It's good. Harry Heidelk hits a couple of free throws there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Grant Harding comes back into the ball game now. Heidelk will come to the bench. 39-34, a 5-point lead. Here's Ash running back the other way for St. Cecilia. Gets the ball to Sheehy. Down to Caesar for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Sheehy. Follow shot is up and in. Sheehy gets the field goal, and that is the end of the ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic knocks off the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia by 3 points here tonight as the Hawks go down to their 12th loss of the season and their second loss of the week after losing to Adams Central on Tuesday night, 56-50. St. Cecilia drops a hard-fought three-point decision here to the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. Final score of 39-36. We'll be back to recap this one for you after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
It's the look in their eyes, the smile on their lips, and the big hug you get when you make your Valentine feel extra special with a Valentine's Day gift from Bob's Ass Flowers. Hi, this is Dave from Bob's Ass Flowers. Let us clue you into some of the latest Valentine's Day trends in gorgeous roses, colorful cut flowers, and unique gifts. But you'll see more when you visit our store. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Order by phone at 402-462-2179.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. This one in the books here tonight. The Crusaders of Central Catholic come to town and they knock off Hastings St. Cecilia. Final score of 39-36. The Crusaders got out to a 5-0 lead in the ball game tonight. 5-3 at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia came back to tie the score up at 5 points apiece. In quarter number two, we were tied up at 7. St. Cecilia took their first lead of the ball game at 10-9 with 5:07 to play in the second quarter. But then the Crusaders, they score 6 straight points to go out on top 15-10. Central Catholic had a 17-14 lead at halftime. The Crusaders stretched that lead to 8 points in the second half at 24-16. St. Cecilia came back, pulled within, 5 points after 3 quarters, 26-21. They went toe-to-toe in the fourth quarter of play. St. Cecilia had the lead down to 3 points at 37-34, but Central Catholic getting some free throws at the end, and they go on to beat St. Cecilia tonight 39-36 in boys high school basketball. So the Crusaders improved to 11 wins and 10 losses on the season. They will play at the Heartland Hoops Classic tomorrow. They'll play the 10-15 ball game tomorrow morning against the Sutton Mustangs. Hastings St. Cecilia drops to 8 wins and 12 losses, and they will play Raymond Central tomorrow in Grand Island at 12 o'clock noon. Johanna Guffon, the leading scorer in the ball game tonight, he had 21 points, had 8 field goals. He was 5 out of 7 from the free throw line, so 21 points for Guffon. 10 points for Riley Shoemaker. He had 4 field goals. He was 2 out of 7 from the free throw line. Other than that, not a whole lot of offense here for the Crusaders. Harry Heidelk hit for 4 points in the ball game, had a couple of free throws in the winning seconds of this ball game. Had a field goal to go along with that. 4 points in the ball game for him. Brady Brokaw had 2. Brent Weens had 2 points in the ball game tonight for the Crusaders. For Hastings St. Cecilia, Cesar Tino led the way. He had 11 points. Tino knocked down a 3-pointer, had a couple of 2-point field goals, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, so Tino had 11. The other scorers: Joel Groffel had a couple of threes. He had 6 points in the ball game. Cannon Howell had a 3 and a 2. He had 5 points. Brooks Asher, he was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 4 points. Jamison Esch had a 3 and a 2. He had 5 points. Alex Shee, he had a field goal for 2. And Thomas Skok, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Again, the Crusaders knock off St. Cecilia tonight by 3. Final score, 39-36. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at the Chapman Gym. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia drops one here tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic, 39-36. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHS. Obviously, on the Central Catholic side, there's no question whatsoever. Johanna Guffon, who led the way with 21 points for GICC. For St. Cecilia, 11 points in the ball game tonight by Cesar Tino. Chris Hartford didn't score a lot, but he had the task of trying to defend Guffon in the ball game tonight. Joel Grauffel knocked down a couple of three-pointers in this contest tonight. Also scoring, Jamison Esch, he had a three-pointer in the ball game. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Our player of the game tonight for St. Cecilia will be their leading scorer, Cesar Tino, as he ends up with 11 points in the basketball game. Tino knocks down a three-pointer in the contest, a couple of two-point field goals, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He ends up with 11 points, so Cesar Tino will be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coach's post-game show.
Again, back here at the Chapman Gym, it's Grand Island Central Catholic knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Final score of 39-36 as Kevin Asher joins us in the post-game show. And Coach, we knew every possession was going to count tonight in a low-scoring ball game. That's what happened. Every possession is so important tonight.
Yeah, they had to shoot a really high percentage from inside the lane. And, you know, there's not – you know, we tried to do as well as we could do. You got to give Riley Shoemaker credit. I thought he was the key to their team. He fouled us for – I don't know how many different rebounds, and, you know, he shows that on film, and, you know, Johanna does a nice job inside, you know, and you know, we were trying to stay out of foul trouble as much as we could. I'm sure they were, too, and one possession is one possession. I didn't think we were tough enough on offense. We didn't compete very hard with our cuts or our screens and didn't really get aggressive. And then, you know, we really wanted to pressure them most of the game, but you noticed our second unit really gave us a lift. And I got to applaud those kids for, you know, coming in, two freshmen, Junior, Cannon Howell did a great job just coming in and giving us a lift. And you shouldn't have to get a lift on a home game on senior night this late in the season. But they did, and they gave us a chance. I think we were down 7 and got it back to a one-possession game. And that's just kind of the way it finished itself out. But it gets old playing from 2 possessions down late in the game. And, you know, that's why I'm so frustrated with, you know, why we can't just be in control late in the fourth quarter. But give Central Catholic credit. They were the team that had the game in their hands the entire second half, and that's really hard to play against that type of style too when you're doing that. And so, you know, credit them.
That second unit came in. Not only did you have a scoring spark, they also did a better job, I thought, on the boards.
Yeah, they did. They were more aggressive, and I don't know, you know, if we were playing the other guys too many minutes, but. You know, I don't see Riley Shoemaker coming off the floor. So for anybody, he plays 32 minutes, and he'd play 39 or 40 if we went triple OT. So, we've got to be more hungry. There's something not right there right at the moment, and you know, we've got a game in less than 24 hours to turn around. And I talk to the kids. You know, you've got to have that fire every possession to go get a rebound or to go make a defensive stop. And hopefully, we bring it tomorrow.
Talk about our offensive woes. Never really looked like we got into sync in anything that we wanted to do tonight, did we?
No, we didn't. And, you know, they're a very good defensive team. They knew our kids inside and out, and we're guard-oriented. And, you know, as bad as you want to say it, we've gotten away with a lot. The last we played some teams that allow you to do some things and drive to the hole. But you notice when we did go to the hole there the fourth quarter, we started drawing some fouls and getting to the line. And, you know, we've got to have an inside presence on offense. I thought Thomas Skoke did a nice job in the first half, but we just got to be able to, you know, get the ball in there and score it once in a while. And very difficult if you're not going to score in the paint, you know, trying to hit threes against a team that knows you're a good three-point shooting team.
Just had a tough time getting the ball. I don't think Hartford touched the ball more than about, a half a dozen times in there, a couple times tonight?
Yeah. And he, you know, we've worked with him, and it's tough for him to make that on that strong a kid guarding him. It's just really tough for him to make a move, and they were doubling real hard, and you know, it was a physical game. So, you know, Chris played hard, but it's got to come down to, you know, you got to get to the rim once in a while or get to the free throw line.
Like I said, it's less than 24 hours on the floor again tomorrow morning. Grab your coffee and your donut. You head to the Heartland Events Center for a 12 o'clock ball game tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, it's a good basketball team. They're hot. They're playing well. I think they've beaten some Class B teams here lately, and they've won 3 or 4 in a row. I don't know. They had to play tonight, so you know, that's a gift for us. They have to travel. There's nobody at 16, 17, 18 years old that should be tired. That's baloney. If anybody says, "Well, we'll be fatigued," there's no way. Your season this time of the year, and you should be ready to go. And it's just like if we'd played a game tonight and you come back the next day at state tournament. If you're not hungry enough to go out and play a little bit better than you did tonight, then you shouldn't get on the bus tomorrow.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Kevin Asher, the head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks dropping one here tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic. Final score 39-36 in the ball game. Check some final numbers for you. Hastings St. Cecilia, 11 out of 35 from the field tonight for 31%. Grand Island Central Catholic, 15 out of 30 for 50%. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 15 for 33%. Grand Island Central Catholic did not attempt a three-point field goal in his basketball game here tonight. On free throws, Hastings St. Cecilia was 9 out of 11 from the charity stripe, 82%. Grand Island Central Catholic was 9 out of 16 for 56%. The rebound, Central Catholic held the edge on the glass as well. They had 20 rebounds compared to 14 for St. Cecilia. Grand Island Central Catholic out-rebounding St. Cecilia on the offensive end, 7-6. St. Cecilia ended up with 10 turnovers in the ball game tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic had 11. St. Cecilia had 3 steals in the ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic had 4. St. Cecilia came up with 2 block shots. Grand Island Central Catholic had 1 block shot. At the final end, the final buzzer, it was Grand Island Central Catholic knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia tonight by a score of 39-36. The Crusaders led it all the stops tonight, 5-3 at the end of the first quarter, 17-14. At halftime, 26-21 at the end of 3, and the Crusaders win it by the score of 39-36. So Central Catholic is now 11-10 on the season.
They will play in the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island tomorrow as they will play the Sutton Mustangs in the 10-15 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will also play in the Grand Island at that Heartland Events Center. It'll be a 12 o'clock start tomorrow for the Hawks as they take on Raymond Central. And a reminder, we'll have all the games tomorrow, exclusive coverage in the Tri-Cities on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. First three ball games tomorrow will be on ESPN 1550 KICS. It started at 8:30 in the morning. Heartland Lutheran against High Plains, followed by Grand Island Central Catholic against Sutton, followed by Hastings St. Cecilia against Raymond Central. Then we'll swing over to the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, for three more games. Grand Island against Lincoln Pius at 1:45. Donovan Trumbull against Archbishop Bergen at 3:30. Then Kearney Catholic against Grand Island Northwest at 5:15. The final two games of that classic will be on the Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, Boys Town against Norfolk Catholic, and Omaha Central against Oak Hill Academy out of Virginia. Tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS, Hastings College basketball, the Broncos will take on Mount Marty tomorrow, airtime at 1:45. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the men to follow at 4. And following those two games, we've got Nebraska men's basketball for you as the Huskers take on Penn State tomorrow, beginning at about 7 o'clock. Tip-off will be at 8:05. So plenty of sports activity coming up on our network of stations tomorrow. If you want some more details or you forget what game is on what station, you can always go to our website at www.hastingslink.com. A complete broadcast schedule available there. So again, Hastings St. Cecilia losing tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic, 39-36. From my statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, Don Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.